How to draw and paint. The reason you are asking is because realistic and beautiful art is in all of us. You just can't draw right now the same way you couldn't write letters or ride a bicycle. You need those lines that help to practice letters, or that stick or extra wheels that prevented you from falling on the bicycle. You just need to spend time writing your letters and riding your bicycle. And in art, that means you need art tools that will keep you drawing within the lines. The art tool is as simple as making your own tracing paper, or as complicated as buying pen and tablet and taking open source Krita tutorials. But let me just underline something, because something is going on here. If someone didn't help you to stay up on that bicycle, you would keep falling and never learn. You needed those extra things. If you didn't use rolled paper, it would be unnecessarily hard to write out your alphabet. When people tell you to draw freehand until you are good at it, they are causing you harm. They are taking away your rolled paper. And pretend that you need to keep falling on the bicycle until you finally know how to do it. People are interrupting the development of your natural born talent. You were cheated, or are going to be cheated, out of art. Not just you. There are so many people that were made to give up already. Please. Please help me bring art into the center of all of our lives. Take what you learn from here and teach others how to get started with these simple tools. Good teachers talk about grids at this moment, though some may encourage the use of a proportional divider. Grids are a good start. But you need to move faster. You need to believe right now. So take a selfie, put a piece of paper on your monitor, and use a pencil to get started. Don't call it tracing, as that word is being used to attack and belittle new artists. It is used to suppress this beautiful talent that we are all born with. All the good artists use direct reference, as they wouldn't make money if everything they created was slightly crooked. We do have a bit of a problem here, because paper is good, but unfortunately, color is really hard here. As you move from sketching and drawing, you will need to mix colors. It is a beautiful hobby and a wonderful skill, but it will slow you down and distract you from practicing. If you start watching video tutorials on the free and open source Krita, which is a digital art program, you get a powerful image reference tool and the ability to sample colors from digital photos. And this too has a dirty word designed to push you away from art. People will say, color picking is not an art, you need to mix your own colors. So even though you are using a color picker, don't call it color picking, because that is how foolish things have become in the art world when no one was watching. Now, if you do stick with pencils, you will need to get some art pencils that go from dark to light. If you are going to paint acrylic, Get some canvas paper. You don't always need to buy a stretched canvas. And if you will paint with oils, get ready for a surprise. Because the magical thing about oils is that the paint stays wet for days. To help you blend everything and move the colors around, it's pretty crazy. To move forward, it will cost you a bit of money, hopefully no more than $50. But you know, it is hard not to keep buying art stuff once you see that you can do beautiful things. Turning your house into a colorful and mystical art studio is a great motivational force, and so is exhibiting your art. If you are going to paint in the real world, get a mini projector or splurge on a high lumen office projector. The $50 to $80 mini projector can connect to your smartphone, so you shoot a selfie and then project it on canvas and draw or paint. If you want to keep things simple, use graphite paper or make your own. You can do that at a coffee shop without trying to mount your projector and keep everything stable. And somewhat heartbreakingly, because this is an extra step, the digital art world also has a $50 to maybe $65 expense, and that is a cheap pen and tablet. Aside from the pen feeling more natural than a mouse, the pen tip is a pressure sensor that will make your airbrush extremely powerful. People crazed with wanting to feel special will tell you that none of this describes art. But, the definition of good art is the following. Good art is the kind of art that changes lives. Now, this is more complicated to understand than it seems, but this is art. As you learn from this method, please invite others to learn with you, change their lives for the better, and grow as an artist. Eventually, you will outgrow the need for these tools. You'll develop a style that is far more advanced. This method gets you started, but your mind will forever race for more. The eye that you can draw right now will transform into a beautiful bundle of shadows, but soon enough you will want to stylize those shadows. And the first step to that is seeing the eye not as a bundle of shadows that lay flat, but as a 3D or 2.5D shape. Slowly moving beyond the bundle of shadows will mark the beginning of your second step into art. The first step grants you hyperrealism. The second will mark the beginning of something even more precious. One of your greatest and noblest adventures that will help you to amazing friendships and undreamt of heights. Just like with being helped to stay on the bicycle, you will eventually need less and less help as you grow and develop your skills. Soon, you will not just be staying up on the bicycle, but rather learning to navigate the great city of art and the infinite universe beyond.